Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
Did you guys see this dilemma with Crocs, by the way?
Yeah.
It's horrible.
No?
They're a slingback, too. Ugh.
So they suck. You would never be caught dead in a stiletto, even a croc, non-stiletto croc. I'm a guy, I would never be caught dead in a croc.
You bought them?
I've got white crocs with the little things in the holes. I rock them every weekend.
Crocs are so comfortable.
They're
like
so
a guy wearing a Hawaiian shirt can't like talk about it. You can't be like, I'm above that. You
just I have fashion standards.
I got limits to it.
I understand how off-putting they are, but now they're like the ugly dog. Now they're so ugly that they're kind of cute.
Cool.
No, yeah. That's Birkenstocks.
No.
Yeah.
I think Birks are terrible.
Ditto.
Especially with socks.
Or Tevas or whatever those things are.
You think Crocs look better than Birkenstocks?
I do. I stand by. And have you seen any Birkenstocks sell for... Who just had the one that came out with the mushroom on it that lights up? You didn't see that one?
No.
Was it Bad Bunny?
Diplo.
Was it? Yeah, somebody... Yeah. Because like Post Malone's yellow one sold out in like 14 seconds.
Oh, you're right.
The Diplo ones look sick.
That's wild.
Isn't it cool?
They're tie-dyed and then they have the mushroom.
A mushroom growing
holes.
Out of the top of it.
Yeah.
Super cool. Okay, does Birkenstocks have that? I'll await your answer, Amber. Oh, I guess they don't.
They went the chicer route.
There's nothing chic about a Birkenstock.
There are now.
They do make nice ones.
Yeah, they have different colorways, new hardware for the buckles.
Do they come with patchouli? Because I just ugh.
Yeah.
Like when I think Birkenstocks, I think you got to smell like patchouli. Like you just there's just a. Do you know what patchouli smells like?
Yeah, I think that's like Chaco, not Birkenstock.
It's just such a bolder thing. Like I would like going to see you when I went to see you. Everybody, it's just blech.
I'd rather have them wear Crocs than Birkens because then you can't see nasty feet, at least in the Crocs.
Well, most people wear the socks with the Birkenstocks though, so then you don't see
that,
it. Anyway.
That's gauche. I thought you're not supposed to do that.
No, you kind of do with the Birkenstocks.
Oh, okay.
If you're a true hipster doofus with your tortoise glasses and your beard,
I don't do the socks with my Birkenstock-esque. Shoes.
Oh, so I see. You have a dog in this hunt. You're saying they're more cool because you have that kind.
I liked them, and so I sought them out. I actually bought the real Birkenstocks, but they are, I have like, why are you laughing at me? They looked funny on me. They looked, because I think
because they're Birkenstocks, and they're
nasty. I'm short, and so they made my feet look large.
Yeah.
Like, I looked like a cartoon in them a little bit, so I had to find something similar.
You look like you were snowshoeing?
A little bit. I tried them on for, like, so many of my friends. I was sending pictures. I'm like, what do you think? Can I carry them off? And they're like,
Crocs are the same, though. You look like you're clogging.
Yeah.
Like they're just... You just got to get over what they look like. And just... They're so...
Okay,
your feet
I
don't
understand.
Sweat. They're so
they're
comfy.
They're trying to do this whole, oh, we're comfy and cool and whatever, but why the stiletto then? Don't do a heel if your whole thing is we're comfortable.
Boom.
I don't know why they did that.
You'll never understand how comfortable Crocs are. You'll love them once you put them on, and then they're making a heel.
Because it's still comfortable, but then you're jacked up.
That is not comfortable, I guarantee you.
Yeah. No, I think that... you don't think that's a little bit sexy? A little bit?
A Croc?
The stiletto Croc is a little sexy.
You can polish that turd all you want.
I'm just saying, If a hot girl walked in right now with those green stiletto Crocs,
I wouldn't be paying attention to the greens. I'd be paying attention to the, yeah.
I would. I'd be looking at her shoes.
Okay.
Because I respect her as a woman and as a person of fashion sense.
Nice try.
Until she says, the Crocs stay on in bed.
Yeah!
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.